This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's get into today's action in Major League Baseball. And, well, we'll find some value on betting. How about that? That's how we do it in 2024. Okay, Mets at the Giants. And, man, Blake Snell once again on the mound for the Giants, trying to get his first dub of the season. The Giants are minus 135 on the money line. The Mets are plus 110, total set at 8. Snell going for the Giants. Sean Manea going for the New York Mets. Okay, Kate. Man, do not follow me today. I went 0-4 on my bets last night. So whatever I say, do the exact opposite. Where are you going in this game?
Deal, Jenks. That means we at least win as a show in one way or the other.
Exactly. Someone's going to win.
Blake Snell has not been winning lately, Jenks. He has been really, 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 really bad. I don't think he can be this bad for this long. Like, regression has to come at some point. Now, that doesn't mean he's not going to give up any hits tonight. Pete Alonso, been one of the Mets' best hitters, as usual. I mean, a great home run hitter. So I'm going to lay a little extra juice and take Alonso to have a hit today at minus 135. He has at least one hit in four of his last five games, two hits in each of his last two games. And the Mets are looking to avoid a series sweep tonight. So they'll need one of their best hitters to step up. I'm going to take Pete Alonso at minus 135 to get a hit tonight.
I love that bet. He sees Blake Snell really well. You touched on that. And I was reading an interview with Blake Snell yesterday, and I always love getting into the psyche of players when they're struggling. And he said, look, I'm not worried about this. He said, this is about sequencing. This is about placement. This is about getting comfortable. Because remember, he joined the Giants late after signing that two-year, what was it, $62 million deal during the offseason. And he said, in a month from now, we're not going to be talking about this. I'm going to figure this out. So I'm curious where we are a month from now and whether or not he actually figures it out. At some point, he will. I mean, we're talking about a guy who's won the NL Cy Young twice in his career, including last year. But until then, I got to see it first. Until he figures it out, Mets money line, or I love your Pete Alonso bet. Out in L.A., Orioles at the Angels. Orioles minus 135 on the money line. The Angels plus 110, total set at 9. Dean Kramer, the former O, or the current O, going against Tyler Anderson. What's going to happen in this one? Last night, the O's took the loss with G-Rod on the mound. They get another shot tonight against the Halos.
Jenks, the Orioles, they're going to win tonight. I got them on the money line. Orioles offense, really, really good, right? Ranked second OPS, first in home runs, second in RBIs, also second in total bases, runs per game. Now, I do know that Angels pitcher, Tyler Anderson, he's been really good this year as well, but I don't think LA is going to quite have the run support to win this one. So I'm going to lay a little extra juice and take Baltimore on the money line versus the run line here. Minus 135 for Orioles just to win tonight.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. And I'll say this all season long. Whenever you get value on a team like the Orioles, and minus 135 is great value, why not take it? Also, if you go into the numbers when it comes to Dean Kramer and look a little bit deeper, yeah, he's 0-2 and an ERA of 4.91, but those are skewed by one bad performance against the Brewers a couple weeks ago when he gave up six runs over four innings before being chased. Outside of that, he's been very good this season. We know about those O's bats. So when you look at a particular number, sometimes it's easy to say, oh, my God, this guy's winless, ERA near 5. But that can be skewed, especially when the sample size is so small. So just be a little bit careful when looking at the numbers, at least from an outsider's perspective. We are on the Baltimore Orioles tonight. Phillies at the Reds. Oh, should be a coin flip. That's what the odds are telling you. Phillies minus 110 on the money line. The Reds are minus 110. Your total is set at 8 and the hook. Spencer Turnbull getting the call for Philadelphia. Nick Lodolo getting the call for Cincinnati. What are you going to do here, Kate?
I'm going a little first five under action for Cincinnati.
Okay.
Spencer
like
Turnbull for Philly. He's been great so far. Only allowed runs in one of his four starts this year. Likely to be his last start for a while because the Phillies are going to move him to reliever because Taijuan Walker is returning. So Turnbull, he faced this Reds lineup earlier this season in his season debut through five scoreless innings. And in his last 16 innings against Cincinnati, he's 2-0, has only given up three earned runs combined. So going to want to go out, perform well before he kind of moves into a different role for this team for a little while. I'm going to take Reds first five under today.
Ooh, okay. I like Reds on the money line here. And this is tough because Turnbull has been very good this season. His advanced metrics are very good. But Nick Lodolo is a guy who, he's one of those sneaky dark horses to win the Cy Young. I mean, if you want really big odds and lots of value, you can look at him. He's been awesome. Now, granted, in his two wins this season, he's 2-0 with a 0.75 ERA. He's also faced the White Sox and the Angels. He has not faced a lineup like the Phillies. That said, Bryce Harper is on paternity leave right now, so that's a huge bat out of the lineup. Reds have a significant advantage in the bullpen as well. I'm going to go with Reds on the money line. I wonder if Bryce Harper and Scottie Scheffler are just like texting each other. I feel like they're the wrong personality type, but both just sitting around waiting for the wives to deliver, taking a little break until they do.
A mare is still hasn't gone into labor.
Yeah.
This is like the woman. Yeah.
The legend. Meredith Schefter, the goat.
Yeah.
I think she can get it done. I think she can hold on through the PGA.
One more. We need one more win from Schefter in order to have five in a row and match Nelly Korda. That's what we're going for this weekend.
I say she takes it all the way through. They're going to be like, ma'am, this baby weighs 20 pounds. I want Scotty to win it all. It doesn't matter. I'm holding on. What a goat. Just waiting for Scotty. Did you see the post on X, and it was the post of, everybody's seen this, like the dad chair in the delivery room where it's just the dad bed, right? It's a big chair with like some terrible pillow. And some guy was like, listen, doesn't matter if you have two green jackets. The dad bed at the hospital does not suffer fools. It's waiting for Scottie Scheffler. So he's going to be in that dad bed in the hospital pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. He's going to love the dad bed, too.
His
first kid, you got to soak up that dad bed all you can. Not that I'm a dad or ever have been one or plan to be a dad. But, you know, someday, hopefully my husband will be in that dad bed, and he better love it. I'm just going to tell him that right now.
What I would do if I'm Scotty, if I were Scotty Scheffler, I'd bring in the Masters jacket and kind of hide it, and then randomly go like, I could use some extra cushion here, and then fold up the green jacket and put it under my head like a pillow, like it's no big deal. Like, I just happen to have this green jacket lying around. In Arlington, the Mariners are visiting the Rangers. The Rangers are -125 on the money line at BetMGM. The M's are +105. Total is 9. Bryce Miller getting the baseball for Seattle. John Gray gets the call for the Rangers. Ooh, I think I'm going to go first five under 5K. It's -120. This is already Bryce Miller's fifth start of the season. One run in his last 19 and a third innings. John Gray, two runs in his last 16 innings. He should get some help from a Mariners lineup that is mediocre against righties. So first five under five, that's a big number. -120 is where I'm going to go here. What about you?
Jenks, I love that. We are on the same page. That's what I have as well. First five under. Bryce Miller for Seattle, he's also been great to start this season. 3-1, 1.85 ERA, a whip well below one. He threw 7 strikeouts in 6 innings last week against the Reds. And while the Mariners' bats have been hot lately, they just came off a series in Denver, right? Against the Rockies, altitude, ball travels a little bit further. So I think that their hitting might slow down a little in this series. So love the first five under look.
Oh, I am all over that. Oh, am I going to bet a big card today? I think the gambling gods
are
sick. You think so? I think the gambling gods are like, dude, here's what you need to do. Stop gambling for a day and then change your jeans because you have coffee stains on them. That's what you need to do. Take a break from it all. You know, let's just go big card again. Why not, right, Kate?
I think that's great. Hey, you had a couple bad losses last night. You can make up for them tonight.
I'm going 4-0 tonight. I can feel it. I don't think so.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.